David, your thoughts on tonight's game here in Ballymena?
Obviously, emotion. Emotions are running high. Whistle's not long gone there, so we spoke to the players, and again, it was a game that was there for us tonight. I felt that we were more than well in the game and probably dominated in areas without really hurting the goalkeeper, but to lose it in the manner we did, and again, it doesn't matter what personnel or whatever else, the two goals that we conceded tonight were soft, they were poor goals. Ultimately at the end, when they score, there's no time to try and get an equaliser. But we need to learn from it. We've been saying that we've conceded far too many soft goals and over the last 5-6 months. But that was points that got away from us there tonight, even at the worst case scenario with where we are with the squad or whatever, wherever at the minute, that coming away from the showgrounds with a draw may not have been the worst result, but we found a way not to get that tonight.
It was a crazy game, wasn't it? 0-0, we were well on top, and somehow they get a goal, and we got it back to one each, and we had a lot of chances there, we had a lot of possession, and you're scratching your head thinking, how did we lose that game?
Yeah, it's one of them games where you can look at it. I'll certainly no doubt watch it the game tonight or tomorrow and assess and see where we could have done better. But again, we made the changes to try and get Nav on. Nav got us the penalty, we got back into the game, then you're sort of hoping could we go on and win it, even though we weren't at our best. Trying to win it possibly cost us in the end losing the game, so something I'll have to address with myself.
Ballymena defended surely very doggedly throughout, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did, but again, I think we made it easy for them at times, with lack of sort of real cutting edge balls and cutting edge passes and cutting edge finishes. So it's all right being in, and I've said there are lads before, even when we've won games at times, that we need to be more clinical and ruthless in the final third. And again tonight, the amount of times we were in, the amount of set plays that we had, and we couldn't get on the end of one, and then ultimately get done with two set plays. And we spoke to them that Ballymena again probably are not as physical as they once were, but they're dangerous with the set plays that they're putting into the box from Ross Redman and Tony Kane, where they got the goals from. So we ended up being on the end of two really soft set play goals tonight, which is really disappointing.
We're already without Jamie Mulgrew and a whole list of players, and Shane Lavery gets called up, and now we've Joel Cooper suspended. It's not ideal shape to go to Portadown on Saturday, is it?
Not really, but again, we have a squad of players. We decided that this was a squad of players that we wanted to go with. This is a squad of players that we had belief in to get us over the line going forward. So no matter what team I turn up with at Portadown, no matter what personnel that goes and plays, they've got to not only remember that they're going to play for themselves or me, the manager, the board and whatever else, they're playing for all the Linfield supporters who's going to be there, no doubt, watching the game on Saturday at 5:30. So we need to go, we need to put on a better performance, slightly better performance, and hopefully a much, much, much more positive result.
And it was difficult down there the last time, so it'll be another tough game, obviously.
Yeah, tough place to play again. Portadown traditionally have always been, tough games down there. The pitch is smaller, probably won't be in it. And credit to Ballymena tonight, I thought the pitch was excellent. I can't imagine the Portadown pitch. But again, we need to get on with it. We need, it's Irish League football. We need to go and find a way. And I said to the players tonight, if we go and find a way to win the game tonight, it'd be a huge 3 points coming down to Ballymena, because again, it's always a test. But I'll hold my hands up, I'll look at it tonight and sort of think that maybe the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, maybe we should have shut up shop and maybe tried to get out of here by a point. But again, I'll assess a look and no doubt speak to the players on Thursday to get ready for Saturday again.
And then the result takes the shine off. Niall Quinn, 300 games, captaincy. Great achievement for a lad who came through our ranks, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think... I thought Quinn was outstanding tonight, to be honest, in the middle of the pitch. And again, Niall Quinn has never let me down. Very reliable, brilliant in and around the dressing room, gets on with his job. So I don't think it should take the gloss off. I think you should, I'll certainly remember the other games that Niall played for Linfield. I'm sure the people who, have seen Niall playing the probably a lot of the 300 games. I'll also remember the other 299. I thought he was good tonight. I thought he was one of our better players again tonight, playing in a position that's unfamiliar to him. But again, he's been a credit to himself. He's one that we use when we speak to the young academy graduates coming through and the young boys in and around the 18s and the Swifts. That, you know, Niall Quinn's been done and proved. He's had a fantastic career here so far. He's under contract going forward. And I've no doubt that, you know, over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, Quinn will remain a big part of Limfield Football Club.
All the best for Saturday, David.
Cheers, Danny. Thanks.